And now, Warming Center Wednesdays with the Flathead Warming Center and KGEZ's John Hendricks, where we tackle hard conversations around the complex causes of homelessness and discuss how we as a community can collaborate to address them.
Well, good afternoon, and we're going to talk some serious Warming Center today. We have the Executive Director, Tanya Horn, with us.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us back.
Sure. So, help us understand kind of where things are with the Warming Center at this point.
Well, we're nearing the end of our fifth winter season at the end of this month.
5 years now, huh?
5 years, absolutely. 5 years of keeping people warm and safe, a very important need in our community.
Now, is this 5 years in the new facility or from when you started out over at the church?
From the very beginning,
from the church.
4 years in our new facility, though.
It's amazing to me that you were able to use the Episcopal Church basement and take care of these folks. They had nowhere to go.
It speaks a lot about community, and we have a good one.
We do. Okay, so after 5 years of this, what have you learned?
Well, I've learned that safety is a very important part of what we do. Our mission statement says that we provide a safe place, and I want to talk a little bit about what that means.
Okay.
There's a progression to being healthy and productive and safe. And we look to the Maslow's hierarchy of needs to understand that. If you think about a pyramid that has the needs, that's kind of a stepping stone to the next need and the next need. And to be able to progress to being healthy and productive and safe starts at the very bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And that's the very basic needs that include air and water and food and shelter and sleeping and clothing. And that's the very basics. And that's where we started at the Warming Center. And that's where we start with individuals, at the very basic things. And you can't have safety, which is the next one, until you provide for those very basic needs for folks. So if we're wanting people to progress out of homelessness, we've got to start there with shelter.
While I understand that, the concept of safety, I mean, it cannot be safe living out on the street.
It
just can't be.
No, it's not safe.
There's too many things out there that can happen to you.
It's not safe. And you know, part of that safety rung of the ladder, if you want to put it that way, is employment. And you can't get that without having that shelter. You really can't. People say, oh, they should just get a job. Well, it starts with shelter. You know, in the tangible things of having an address, to be able to get mail, to be able to get your ID, to be able to get a job. On a job application, what's one of the first things you fill out? Your address.
Of course.
So shelter is so very important, and we're happy to offer our address for folks to help them on one of those first steps to getting out of homelessness. You can't, you know, we're also told, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah.
You can't do that if you don't have bootstraps.
Yeah.
And that all starts with shelter.
I just don't think most of us really understand how vulnerable you are when you have no home.
Very vulnerable. And you kind of sense that a little bit the first 30 minutes of shelter. Within the first 30 minutes of shelter, it can feel, our volunteers can tell you about this very well, but it can feel pretty intense and maybe a little chaotic. But within that first 30 minutes, when a person starts to realize, I have a bed for tonight, I'm going to be safe, I'm going to be warm, when they start to realize that there's a food there for me, mm-hmm. then there's a calm that fills the air. And there's such beauty in that. And it all starts with shelter.
Yeah, I think that people walk by and they see somebody, a homeless person, sitting on a park bench or sitting on a bench on Main Street, and you think, you know, they don't have a care in the world. They're not working. They don't have to work. They don't have a care in the world. But, you know, what we consider a care in the world is a whole lot different than what they do.
Very true. And what you actually may be seeing is someone suffering in public. That's what it is when you are homeless. There's a lot of suffering involved in a homeless lifestyle. And a lot of times it's people suffering in public. That's what we're seeing. That's not what we identify it as. but that is very much what we're seeing.
My gosh, when you've got no place to live and you're living on the street, you don't even have a place to go to the bathroom.
You don't. And then what do we expect? How can we expect them to move up that Maslow's hierarchy of needs to getting to maybe where we're blessed to be until we've had the very basic of shelter? And I think it's very important for our community to understand that having shelter for folks benefits our entire community. When we bring people inside to warmth and safety and structure, that provides safety for our entire community.
Well, you know, when you finally get some of that warmth and shelter and get a decent meal, kind of makes you hungry for more.
It does. It provides that motivation for the next rung of that ladder or for the next part of that hierarchy of needs. You know, without the foundation of those basic needs being met, you can't progress to being healthy and productive and safe. And when you don't have those basic needs met, the need comes out sideways. And we see that a lot in our community. And there's also an increase in individual suffering in public when those basic needs are not met.
I'll just talk for a minute here. And the average person walking down the street, you see a homeless person. What do you do? How should you react to that person?
Well, we talked about that just on the last episode. And you did just exactly what you should do. Is treat them like any human being. You said hello.
Yeah.
You said hello, and that's so very important. Eye contact is important. Helping people to understand that they're a part of our community, and we do wish the best for them, and treating people like humans.
What if people who just think, boy, you know what, if I say hello, if I recognize them, then I'm going to feel like I need to do more. I'm going to feel like I have to, and I'm not prepared to do that.
Oh, I understand that feeling. Totally, I understand that feeling. And I understand the feeling of being uncomfortable, too. But you have met such a huge need within our community when you just treat all of us like humans.
Yeah, I'm just was out this morning walking down to the post office and back, and you know, you see a lot of people walking down the street with a scowl on their face. You know, and then I smile and sometimes just say hi. And how it brightens up. And these aren't homeless people. These are just people who are among us. They're just, their mind is somewhere else. They're thinking of somewhere else. They've got something going on in their mind, in their life, that's kind of bothering them, maybe bumming them out.
We need to all share the joy. That's absolutely, we all need that in our community to share the joy. And I will tell you, one situation of a person coming out from the shower at the warming center, the person said, I am so grateful to be alive and for a new day. True story. Well, we could all use that.
Well, we've got a lot of things in our community that we really don't understand, and homelessness is one of those. Misinformation's out there. I hate it. We try to work to correct it as much as we can. Let's see if we can correct some more with Tanya Horn right after this.
Do you have a chronic disease or condition? Many chronic diseases require special treatments with intravenous therapy. Crohn's, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and ongoing infections, for instance. If you or someone you know needs IV treatments, you have a choice. Experience Big Sky IV Care, a local, independent pharmacy and nursing clinic that administers these infusions in comfortable private suites or in your own home. Conveniently located between Kalispell and Whitefish. You'll need a referral first from your doctor, but feel free to contact Big Sky IV Care directly, 752-0440, or visit BigSkyIVCare.com.
Spring is here, which means boat season is right around the corner. Now is the time to schedule your spring service, marine upgrades, and summerizations. Whitefish Marine takes pride in having one of the top service departments in the industry. Let our family show your family how fun and easy boating can be. Call 406-862-8594 to get on the books to ensure your unit is ready when you want it. Whitefish Marine, at the intersection of Highway 93 and Highway 40, where we make boating fun and easy.
And now, back to Warming Center Wednesdays with the Flathead Warming Center and KGEZ's John Hendricks.
Misinformation, lack of information. What's the difference?
Well, we want to talk about safety.
All right.
And we want to talk about the obvious, you know, there are obvious dangers to cold temperatures and bad weather.
Yeah.
But there's also other concerning dangers to the homeless population and the people who struggle with homelessness. The truth is, homeless individuals are far greater risk of being in danger and being a victim than being a perpetrator of crime. While suffering in plain sight and making many of us house individuals feeling uncomfortable, the vast majority of homeless people, including people with mental illness, aren't hurting anyone. You know, there are concerning dangers in our community for the homeless, and I believe that all started with misinformation. Misinformation was spread in our community that set the stage to treat homeless people as less than human. Several misinformation. Is it okay if we talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess the first thing I wanted, and that's why I led into it this way, one thing is not having any information. Another is misinformation. And misinformation is incorrect information.
That's right.
There's the difference. And I think before we head down that road, let's be sure that we all understand that not understanding the situation is one thing. Understanding it and spreading wrong information is something entirely different.
It's very dangerous and very unfortunate.
And it's, as we pointed out before, living on the streets in and of itself is dangerous. My gosh, you can be sitting in an alleyway and get run over by a garbage truck.
That's right. So it's very important to have correct information. Some of the misinformation that we're challenging within our community is that people aren't from here. You know, they're from other places. They're not our neighbors.
Yeah.
That's misinformation. Misinformation that services are enabling people instead of helping them, that they are enabling people. Other misinformation is that if we stop helping these people, that they'll just go away. Very dangerous information and not true. And misinformation that the homeless community as a whole, because of the misinformation, it's been dehumanized. Our community, our homeless community has been dehumanized. A problem is that we are grouping the entire homeless community together, and they're classified as takers, and that they all just want to take advantage of our community. You know, classifying all the homeless individuals together is such a great injustice, and it's a harmful misrepresentation of the significant majority of our homeless community.
Well, you know, whenever we gel something down to numbers, somehow or another, we lose the humanity of it all.
That's right. We do. We lose the individual who's actually struggling. And, you know, with this misinformation, there's unintended consequences. And I believe a huge unintended consequence from the misinformation that was spread is that Kalispell has become a dangerous place to be homeless. It's dangerous for our homeless neighbors. We instructed the homeless to stay together to be safer, because it became more dangerous, but that meant that our homeless population was seen more within our community.
Much more obvious that way.
Yes. You know, some of the dangers that our homeless community faced is they were being spat at. You know, these type of things that I'm going to share with you do not represent Kalispell or the Flathead.
No.
Doesn't represent who we are. You know, some of our homeless were splashed at by a driving car driving by. Eggs thrown at outside of the mall, just sitting there. Flashlights shown in people's faces so they could be punched and you wouldn't be able to see who it is that's punching you. Wanting to intimidate homeless individuals by circling them in vehicles while they're walking across a parking lot. We've even seen broken bones and even an alleged murder in our community. And even today, we have reports of individuals just being sucker punched, just randomly.
I have no response to that.
Yeah, it makes you speechless because it really does not speak to who our overall community is, and definitely doesn't speak to what we've seen of our community. I want to give you one example of how amazing I think our community is. The decision was made to turn off the water in the parks and to close the bathrooms and to turn off the electricity. And our community had a problem with that happening during summertime. And what was beautiful to see was that at the base of the water fountains, our community brought pallets of water bottles to sit at the base of that. Just the human decency and the humanity of providing water to people who are on the streets. That's what I consider is a strength of our community. You know, I really want to share with, I just shared that.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. I wanted to make sure you knew that. You know, yes, I do. We're going to talk about the hard things that our homeless community is facing, but I want you to know how incredible our community is.
That's fantastic. And I think that's a great way to end our discussion today.
Well, and you know, I want you to know, and I look forward to those future times together when we could discuss how homelessness is hard on our overall community as well and what we can do about that.
Tanya Horn, thank you so much for all you and your staff and volunteers do.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for another Warming Center Wednesday. Did you miss it, or would you like to share it with friends? Find today's and past shows via flatheadwarmingcenter.org. It's Warming Center Wednesdays on KGEZ 96.5 FM at 600 AM.